You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's Tom and Sandy's 805. Now, back to Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out TomandSandy805.com.
And what?
I got a whiff of that product
cheese,
that that Jason's going to introduce.
Strong. It's strong.
It's very strong.
Yeah, but there's some trippy stuff right here, you know. But I want to mention, and maybe it pairs well with one of our favorites, Magnavino Cellars.
Yes.
They've got great wines, great place. We just talked to Gary at Four Bricks. Magnavino's another one that's right out here. Boy, we got some really good wineries in our backyard right here.
You know, that's what I'm so excited about, is just the wineries that are out here.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's just amazing. You don't got to get in your car and go all the way to San Ynez. You can just stay right here 10 minutes from your house, probably.
And taste all of California.
Go in there. But go to Magnavino. They're open today from 11 to 6. Tomorrow, 11 to 6. 961 North Rice Avenue, Stellar number 5. Tell Robert and Barbara that Tom and Sandy sent you. You'll probably get a little tour in there. It's a really neat place.
Good morning, Tom and Sandy. The Everybody's Hungry segment is brought to you with the support from Mogul and their Dining Rewards program. Mogul helps those members earn 10% cash back while they dine at their favorite restaurants. And with their partnership from Ventura County Credit Union and FoodShare, FoodShare gets one meal for every $20 plus that gets spent at those restaurants. So I think it's a great opportunity for you to save a little money and have a great time. Do something good for your community. So go to bccu.mogl.com, sign up with Mogul, and use referral code FoodShare.
The other day, Dave, my husband, was looking at his Mogul account to see how much money he'd saved and all that.
Yeah.
He was surprised.
Did he look at how many meals he's donated?
Yeah, he
it's
did.
It's cool when you look at those side by side, you're like, oh, I got some money back. And then right next to it, they give you that count of how many meals
that is so
donated.
Cool. Now, that is really cool. That's outstanding. Today, of course, you go to dinner every night, so you guys should be using that Mogul card.
Sandy's fridge is always full of leftovers.
Hey, if you want leftover lasagna, I've got some.
It's in the freezer.
Today, we're going to do a little bit of freestyling. You were talking with Gary about Blends being the winery within Four Bricks Winery. We're going to introduce a segment within the segment. So the Everybody's Hungry, How Hungry segment is going to be launched today. We're going to do it occasionally, a couple times a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be all about unusual, obscure, gross foods.
Nice.
And we're going to get Tom, Sandy, we're going to get him trying these things on air live.
Okay, so just to give you a little taste, I smelt this cheese. What kind of cheese is it?
This is Taleggio cheese. It's a semi-soft washed rind, but it also qualifies as a smear-ripened cheese. What that means is not only are they washing it with like a briny solution just for the rind to be formed, but they're using a bacteria to add a little extra funkiness to it and to really create that strong aroma and flavor. That's partly why the rind is sticky as well. So there's live bacteria cultures that are used.
Because it smells funky.
It does smell funky.
Like old shoes something like that.
Like you don't want to taste this.
Yeah. And that's hopefully what we'll be able to do is either A, let people know you really shouldn't be eating this.
Yeah.
Or B, as we move through these different segments and ingredients, kind of debunking the myth about them, getting people over the hump. Like, yeah, it may be intimidating and it may be delicious. Or it may be really bad, and especially based on Tom's face or feedback, we may discourage you or encourage you.
Okay, well, let's try this.
Okay,
let's get this
I better not end up in ER with some of this
stuff.
So
what are we trying?
So today we're going to lead off. We've got some cool products from our friends at Paradise Pantry over at 222 East Main, their new location.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. They're nice.
Tina was generous to give us a little of this really funky, stinky Taleggio. And we're also going to crack a jar of something unique here. But I want to try the cheese first.
Okay.
So we're going to slide some of this over to Tom.
Yeah.
and again, it smells kind of like wet feet.
Ooh, man, that stinks.
That's a long run right there after the socks come off.
I'm so glad that, Tom, you're the one trying
this. Is this the stuff between your toes?
I mean, toe jam.
Toe jam. I mean, this stuff stinks.
And, Tom, I'm not opposed. I'm a pretty adventurous eater.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and try with you.
Uh-huh.
But again, it's got a almost a wet clay kind of aroma as well. There's some sandiness to it.
Yeah. You know, it tastes better than it smells. It's very strong.
It's definitely pungent.
Very strong.
Pungent on the nose. It's strong and briny and salty on the palate.
Salty. It would go good with a beer.
It would go great with a beer.
Yeah, because it's got the salt. You know, it's kind of funky. I got to be honest with you. And it's not. It doesn't taste great.
Beer-wise, you're onto a great track because of the amount of salt. So you're going to want something that's sweeter, a lot of heavy malt, and a caramely focus. So that way it's balancing out. Or even something smoky, like a great stout or porter that's going to give you a little chocolate and coffee notes to really lay down some of this salt.
I think I need some right now because it's hard to get this taste out of your mouth. It's kind of, it really is kind of junky tasting.
What's cool about this cheese is it's a great melting cheese, though, as well. So it's going to be, you know, already semi-soft, and it's going to be gooey once you incorporate into your
dishes.
Like
on a grilled cheese? That might be a good accent. No,
I don't think so. I'm not really thinking of too many uses for this cheese.
One of the things I'm hoping we can do, too, as we move through these segments, is to get some listener feedback, calling in with some really wild stuff that you're trying in Ventura County and up in Santa Barbara County, since we're all 805. We want to know where's the cool ingredients or where's the stuff that you're really kind of intimidated by.
And if you don't want to call us, you can always Facebook us your ideas, and then we'll take them from there.
And I'll try and eat it, whatever it is, yeah.
All right, so Tom, let's see if we can get through that taste in your mouth a little bit. We're going to open up this.
I'm going to need something to get rid of it, though, because it is Alipia, strong.
And this Alipia company puts out fine cured meats. Now, what they've done is they've taken one of their salamis, the Alacena salami, and they've made it into a spread.
A salami spread.
This is my first trying of this as well.
So he's just opening the jar.
I'm opening the jar. I'm going to let Sandy take a little whiff time and give you some feedback. For me, what they're doing is they're mixing this Alacena salami with sun-dried tomatoes, extra virgin olive oil, red chilies, and garlic.
Okay, well, then that's probably going to be good.
I'm thinking it's going to be good. Yeah. It's going to have a little bit of a pasta sauce kind of aroma in your nose.
Yeah, it kind of does. I mean, once you look at it, I have to be honest with you. It smells like salami, but when you're looking at it, it's not very pretty.
No, it's not pretty, but this also has kind of a funky smell. Either that or you've ruined my taste buds with that cheese.
So
I'm
again,
not sure.
This is the type of thing that people are going to look at and they're, what do I use it for? How do I incorporate it? Would I even try it? Pulverizing and emulsifying meat into a spread or some kind of paste is obscure to people. They're not going to be into that typically.
I like it.
But this is something you can mix in with you know, cream cheese or sour cream for a dip. You could put it in like a pizza spread. You can put it on sandwiches.
I could see that on a pizza. It's actually pretty tasty. It's not bad.
Okay, so put some on some cheese and try it together.
And the cheese kind of made me gag, though, a little bit. In all honesty.
You're about to get a whole lot of rind on that one, Tom. Hold on.
No, is the rind good? No, I'll eat the rind.
Tom will eat anything.
The rind is edible.
Tom
will
eat anything.
Sticky. It's going to have a little bit tougher, you know, mouthfeel because of the way it dries out as they wash and age that cheese.
I would give you some of my water, but I don't want your cooties.
No, this
like to go on record.
This cheese actually sucks. I mean, it's just lousy.
I thought maybe you'd be up your alley considering you're a blue cheese guy, which is also very pungent. And
this isn't like blue cheese. No, blue cheese does not make you have a gag reflex.
I'm going to go ahead and get a little of this salami spread.
Well, see, the salami spread I can go with. That's good. Actually, that tastes good.
And, Tom, you notice that Sandy's not tasting any of this, so she's removed.
No, she's going to use the fact, there's got to be gluten in something. See, she's going to use the fact she's a glutard and she can't eat any of this. And that's baloney. And that's bull, too, right there.
This is delicious. The salami spread, you get a little bit of that meaty texture still. I could even see this mixed in with, like, some olive oil and a little bit of vinegar for a vinaigrette. Just for something really unique, if you wanted to mix it on a salad in a unique way. These are the types of foods that people are going to typically balk at. Right now, though, there's a lot of buzz about this kind of stuff as well. You know, Andrew Zimmern, who's on the Food Network in a lot of different areas, his whole show and
is
about this kind of thing. Getting out there and exploring not only different foods in your area, he has Bizarre Foods America.
Right.
I like his show a lot.
But he also does other cultures. So he's really focused on what are other people eating that they feel is normal that you may think is obscure? We're going to try to get into that. But there's also some other cool stuff out there where people are adventurous. So we have the Heat Seekers with Chef Roger Mooking and Aaron Sanchez. What they do is they go out and they find the hottest things they can.
Right. I saw on cooking.com the gentleman, the Chef Mookie. He does something really unusual
things. He's a really nice guy, and he's all about kind of breaking through those barriers. A lot of those chefs are like that. I know Chef Tim comes in all the time, and he speaks about this. Farmer John attests to this as well. When you find ingredients that you're not sure about, those are the best ingredients to experiment with. You want to have a backup plan. If you're using an ingredient for the first time and you're not comfortable or familiar with it, but it gives you a chance to be creative. It really gives you an opportunity to break through your norms and your typical comfort zone.
Right.
And we're going to try to do that as we move forward. Again, Paradise Pantry supplied these. They're at paradisepantry.com as well. You can see some of their you know, products and mm-hmm. the shots of the shop. I think when we look at kind of the niche of food eating right now, markets are starting to carry some more unusual ingredients as well because people are demanding it. They want to get outside of the cuisines that they grew up with, but also, you know, incorporate some of those. There's all kinds of menus out there nowadays that are taking a classic recipe and spicing it up or twisting it a little bit with a unique ingredient, just like the stinging nettles we had last week. And that really right. is what kind of inspired our path and pursuit of these different ingredients. Because Tom's
we'll just call it, let's just torture Tom. I mean, that's the bottom line here.
But, you know, those stinging nettles, I took home the ones that Farmer John brought in, and I actually blanched those like you recommended. There was a website that said 3 to 4 minutes in boiling water and then put them in an ice bath. I only blanched them actually for 35 or 40 seconds.
Uh-huh.
There's this beautiful vibrancy and greenness that came out of those leaves. And I didn't use the stem. So I rubber gloves, safety first.
Oh, yeah. Nice that everybody else used rubber gloves while you guys hit me with the doggone stuff.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're bad time, you get hit with
stem. I don't know about this new segment because I can see what's going to happen. There's going to be a big worm out here. All kinds of weird stuff's coming my way.
You know, if it looks good, as Andrew Zimmerman says. But with the stinging nettles, I used rubber gloves. I took off all the leaves, and I used scissors at one point because I wanted some of the smaller, tender leaves, and I didn't want to damage them. Boiling water, 35, 40 seconds, a beautiful vibrancy, this intensity of greenness really came out in terms of color. Threw them in the ice water bath. They're very delicate. They're very thin. And I just tried them straight away. They're, just like Farmer John was saying, there is an intensity and flavor there. There's a great earthy greenness to it. And you, because they're so thin and delicate, you can mix them in with scrambled eggs or pasta very easily. I can definitely see how he was recommending the tea. But it's an ingredient that people either don't know about or may think isn't edible.
Right.
So hopefully as we, yeah.
So
or you could torture your friends with it and hit them with it.
Okay, guys, quick question. Would you buy this at the store now that you've tried it?
The spread is decent. I mean, you know, depending on what they charge for it. You know, I mean, I'm not going to pay a bunch of money for it because it's not that unique or that it's weird. It's different, but it's decent. The cheese? No, I don't see how they sell that cheese. No, I mean, seriously, that's weird. That is some funky tasting cheese.
It is the very funkiest tasting cheese. The funkiest cheese I've ever heard about or read about is this one that
has maggots in it.
Yes.
Yes.
And I don't know that I would go that route either. I can't get my hands on that, thankfully for you, Tom. But if I could,
yeah, I'd we be would eating maggots. Yes, great. I can see it. We gotta,
I don't know if I like this segment.
We better go to break.
That's okay. We got a giveaway from Paradise Pantry.
Excellent.
They're going to give away two of their wine tastings with a jar of the salami spread for someone to try at home.
Oh, cool.
And you'll like the salami spread. And you know, when you're in there, just ask for a little piece of this cheese. What the
yeah,
heck?
They'll give you
just
a
see what you think it tastes like.
Taleggio?
Taleggio cheese.
Taleggio cheese. It's definitely have a beer to wash it down.
All right. So we're doing two wine tastings
and it's a jar of the salami spread.
And a jar
spread.
Of the salami.
And if you
awesome.
Want to, we're going to start chronicling some of these interactions and Tom's experiences or reactions, I should say, on everybodyshungry.org. So you can go there and I'll do up a little write-up each week. And
I love it.
Very cool.
I love it.
Let's try different things. It's
all
good.
Caller number
10 on that one, 650-1590. 650-1590. Go in there and try the spread. You're going to dig the spread. It's pretty cool.
All right. Well, we're going to go on a break. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.